right, joined here by our Nitro Funny Car champion this weekend here at Route 66 Raceway, Robert Height, driver of the Camaro SS that's sponsored by the Auto Club of Southern California. Robert has been faring very well this year. He's the defending world champion to start with, and this weekend, a very satisfying victory, man. This is a hot racetrack. Obviously, we're in this new era of track prep, and Jimmy and Chris need to be really getting a handle on things.
Yeah, it was a great weekend. You know, qualifying didn't go so well. I think we qualified 12th, which is not exactly where you want to qualify. Don't even think I pulled the parachutes before first round. You know, we just weren't making it down the track. But when you have a team like this behind you, you know, you never lose faith. You always believe in them. And I always thought Chicago might have my number because, you know, this is my 14th time here and I've never won this race. Been in some finals. I think John Forrest had kicked my ass a couple times. But finally got it done today in Chicago, and that's big. Because as a driver, you know, you want to win at every venue you go to. And there's not a better place than Chicago. And this, you know, can't believe this place is 20 years old. I remember rolling in here as a crew guy thinking, wow, look at this stadium. It wraps around the starting line. It's kind of the first of its kind, and it's still one of the top spots in the country. So great weekend for our team. I think it's my fourth final of the year. We haven't won any races. So, but last year I won the championship and didn't win till Denver. So I'm way ahead of last year. Anyway, also, how about my boss? All that he went through this weekend and to get to the semifinals. I mean, that was pretty impressive. You know, you're not going to keep a guy like him down. And there's a reason why he's won 16 championships. You see how bad he wants this, how much he loves what he does. And, you know, he's in front of his sponsor, Old World Industry and Peak here in Chicago. He was going to race no matter what. He was going to race today, and things went his way. The car ran well. He drove good, and he got to the semis. So I'm really proud of that team.
How much does the change in track prep change with you doing the car?
A lot, because now it's more important to keep that thing in the middle of the groove. But I can tell you right now, the last few races, I've won some rounds by pedaling. You've got to be ready for anything. The traction just isn't there. So, and, you know, when you have a crew chief like Jimmy Proc, Chris Cunningham, and, you know, we hold both ends of the national record, these guys swing for the fences. They want to be low ET every round. And when you're low ET, even on a greatly prepped track, you're right on the edge. So it's been a big learning curve for us, and it's still going to be a learning curve for us. But I think maybe we turned the corner today. Pretty proud of that. Also want to mention one other thing. You know, it's been a pretty cool week. One week ago, my daughter won her first race in junior dragsters out in California, which was really cool. And trust me, I've heard it quite a bit this week that she won before dad. So it's been a cool week, and I'll be honest, I'm pretty excited today about winning my first race of the year. But I think I was just as excited, or maybe even more, you know, having your daughter win her first. Thank you.
Robert, talk about the challenges of the right lane. You didn't seem to have any, whereas others did.
Well, first round we did. We spun and, you know, we kind of dodged a bullet. Cruz didn't make it down the track. So I had to pedal it, and we got by first round. But after that, we were able to get it. And, you know, we had lane choice in the semis. But then Caps ran better, so we were back in the right lane in the final. And, I mean, it's pretty cool to listen in on what Jimmy Proc's talking about. You know, he's making just teeny, teeny adjustments, because I can feel it as a driver. I can feel the thing out there slipping and hooking and slipping. And I'm telling you, man, I don't think there's a lot left. So be careful.
To see the drivers you beat today, you know, they're really, you know, Cruz, Courtney, Tasca, Caps. That's not... They're no more first round.
No, welcome to NHRA Mellow Yellow Funny Car Racing. That's what you're going to get every time you win a race. You're going to go up against a lineup like that. There are no easy ones. You saw a lot of upsets first round, but there are no easy ones in this class. You know, I qualified 14th at Topeka, okay? Got to the final, got beat by Courtney, 12th here. You know, it just shows you how tough this is out here. So when you win one of these, you definitely earned it, and there's a lot of pride.
Thanks so much.
by winning your first race this year, does this make you even hungrier to get to Virginia?
Hey, this is amazing. To start off, you know, I love racing every weekend, and four in a row, that's a dream come true to me. So getting to go four in a row and starting it off with a win. Yeah, we're going to celebrate tonight, but we're going to get back at it because we only have a couple days, and we're going to hit a new Richmond track that none of us have been to in a while and try to conquer that one as well.
Congratulations, Robert.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.